Well, good Friday morning, everyone. It is the 19th of February, and I'm sorry I didn't get my email podcast out yesterday. Things have gotten pretty hectic with all this snow. Anyway, my title today is, Why Does Healing Take So Long? You know, one of the fallacies that many Christians hope for is that they can be healed from their sexual addiction quickly. Now, I do believe that God is omnipotent and he can do anything because there's nothing impossible with God. We know that he could completely take away what has become for us a very highly addictive behavior. However, if you've begged him to do this and it hasn't happened yet, then maybe that should tell you that maybe God has another way, and instant healing might not be something he wants to do in your situation. He didn't want to do it in mine either. Now, I call it the zap trap. Many who search for a healing zap may encounter disappointment. There are some who offer deliverance through a program, sometimes for a very reasonable fee, which obviously should be expected. Some of them work and have great value. However, you may have gone through a freedom or deliverance session and experienced some immediate relief that lasted perhaps a day, a week, or maybe even months, but then you realized you suffered a crushing emotional blow. Your high expectations dashed your hopes and perhaps have even undermined your faith. I have a friend who specializes in helping men experience freedom from sexual compulsions and addictions. He's actually written a best-selling book on the subject and addressed that subject with men all across the United States. I met with him once and sat in with him for a session, and then I also sat in with him where I observed him working with several other men. I think he's better than most, because he really does dig into the root causes of their sexual addiction, and his process, I believe, can be very helpful. His approach is biblical and based on sound understanding of biblical counseling. Yet he acknowledges that freedom from a sexual stronghold through deliverance isn't enough. Men need to mature spiritually and develop a strategy that protects them from temptation by changing the way they not only think, but also act. We've agreed that his work can be very helpful in helping men begin to experience some freedom. And after talking with him about what he does and then what we do in 180, we both believe that our ministries are a good match, because experiencing some deliverance is great, but it doesn't end with that. You must learn how to live the Christian life, applying biblical truth to living in Christ every day. You may need to go to the emergency room and get stabilized, but 180 is more physical therapy where the lasting effects can be continued through the rest of your life. Now, let me give you the big picture on what is true about experiencing healing from our sexual brokenness. First of all, you need to understand that God has already done an incredible work of healing in you when you first believed in Christ. Here was your condition, my condition as well, before we were saved. And this passage in Ephesians chapter 2, beginning in verse 1, is true of all of us. Quote, "And you were dead in the trespasses and sins in which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air and the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience, among whom we all," notice that word all, "we all once lived in the passions of our flesh, carrying out the desires of our body and the mind, and were by nature children of wrath like the rest of mankind." You were dead, and I was dead. We were all dead. And, you know, being dead seems like a pretty serious condition to me. Obviously, we were not physically dead, but we were spiritually dead. And because of that, we were separated from God. We were guided by our sinful nature, and we were rebellious, and we were selfish. But here is the great news in Ephesians 2, beginning in verse 4, quote, "But God, being rich in mercy because of his great love," did you hear that? "Because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, he made us alive together with Christ." He made you and me alive together with Christ. By grace, we have been saved. And he raised us up with him and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Through Christ, my friends, God has made you and he has made me alive together with Christ. However, three things still remain true for all of us, even though we are now new creations and alive in Christ. Number one is we still have our flesh or our sinful nature that dwells inside of us and is where our sinful desires come from. Secondly, we still live in a fallen world where the temptation for sexual sin abounds, and because of the internet and our access to it, we have porn available almost anywhere and at almost any time. And third, we still have an enemy who is actively working against us. We do not do battle with flesh and blood, Paul tells us in Romans 6, but with the demonic powers of this dark world. I know, that is extremely frustrating. And because we have used porn for years, if not decades, we have created within our brain neurological pathways to such an extent that it only takes an image or a thought, and we can be triggered to go back for some instant sexual fix. And we find ourselves addicted still in this highly addictive behavior. The fact that you are still addicted does not indicate that you're not a Christian. It simply shows us that we're addicted to a very highly addictive behavior. So, here are two important truths I want to end with and I need you to remember. One is this: the battle will not go on forever. Our eternity in heaven with God draws closer every day, and once we physically die, our sin nature dies with our body. And once we are in heaven, there will never again be any sin. There will never again be any temptation. There's no porn access, no Wi-Fi in heaven. There is no evil there either, or sickness or disease. And once we enter heaven, we will live there forever. Forever. Do you get that? And forever, we will be holy and healthy for all of eternity. So this battle we fight is temporary, even though it may be years long. There will be an end to all this sin and temptation. However, until then, we must, and I repeat, we must learn how to live the Christian life God has for us. He has not left us here to continue to be defeated by our world and our flesh and the devil. We must realize that God has provided us with everything we need to live a life of purity and godliness. The problem is, we don't take God's advice. His commands are clearly given to us in the Scriptures, and there are two that I consider preeminent. Those are for us to learn how to be filled with the Holy Spirit every day and walk filled with the Holy Spirit. And second is to live in a community where other believers are helping each other. Now listen, I have written a couple of ebooks on the Holy Spirit. One is a devotional called Unconditional Surrender to the Spirit, and another is called Transformed by the Spirit, and you can find them both on the link to my Amazon author page. And listen, each book, I know you're thinking, well, here's the sales pitch. Well, each book is a whopping $2.99. And as always, I'm telling you, if you can't afford $2.99, that's fine with me. I'll send you the books as a PDF file for free. Just email me at doyle@me.com. My friends, I really mean it when I say the money doesn't matter to me. But helping you in your recovery does. That's why God has me doing this. Which is also why we have 15 online support teams where you can receive the weekly accountability that all of us need, as well as getting daily support that comes from being part of a team. You will have access to the 180 Recovery Program, which has helped and is helping hundreds of others. So my friends, please, would you stop being a lone sheep and getting killed in your isolation? Teamwork with no condemnation is available to you. Simply email me, and you can sit in as my guest to listen anonymously to what happens in these online support teams. And then if you think it will be helpful to you, we will work out all the details, and price will not be a hindrance. If it needs to be free, it can be free. This is John Doyle with 180 Podcast. God bless you, my friends. I hope you have a great day in the Lord, and we'll talk more tomorrow. Take care, and goodbye.